Okay, let me tell you what you've heard the last two songs, and then it's time for Zomba. The first song was Joe Goddard, British musician. He was not doing the vocals. The vocals were a gentleman from Guinea, whose name I've forgotten. Anyhow, the name of the song was Miles Away. It was off their new CD, Harmonics. And then we had Art Deco. That's ARTDECCO, doing Palm Slave off of their release by the same name. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be back next week, 9 o'clock. Here's this. Oh, I should tell you, it's WRCT Pittsburgh. Here's Zombo.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hot potato. Hot potatoes. The Kinks. And then we started off with Lonnie Donegan. Then this skiffle group, Digging My Potatoes Today. We are climbing up another level of the food pyramid. Today is all vegetables today. That is correct. Last week was all those grains and breads and cereals. Today is vegetables. I will not be on next week. The week after, we're going to do fruits. Then I'll be off for about 2 or 3 weeks. Right after Thanksgiving, we're going to have a bunch of meat. So that sounds pretty good. And I know you rats are doing fine, right? You're getting muscling. You're staying strong and staying crazy. I'd be liking that a lot. What's happening? Well, things are happening. Yeah, we'll talk later, all right? Usually around this first section of the show, just getting my sea legs. Don't got my dander up. Don't got my shackles up. I'm barely up. And so today's all vegetables. I got lots of stuff. So eat your vegetables. I'm a potato, Devo, RCT, Zombo, right in your brain. The Food Pyramid, Part 2. And today is October 17th, 2025.
Execution, no solution. I'm a potato, and I'm so here. Teenage children stand in line, donate blood to paper crime. Butchers steal doctors' tools, so pretty heads on dogs. High-five systems, men and parents take bodies falling down the stairs. Father-son teams split the cost of nighttime drills, but all is lost to de-evolution, self-execution, no solution. I'm a stunt man. I got eyes all around.
have the Undertakers with mashed potatoes. For that, we heard I'm a Potato by Devo. Yeah, so today's show is the second part of the food pyramid. Probably one of the last pyramid shows I do. This is like the third pyramid, man. Yeah, we did the hierarchy pyramid, the hierarchy of needs pyramid. We did the civilization pyramid. Nice, nice, nice. Those are like eight-part shows. I don't think there's going to be a peak. Well, there's going to be a peak on this one. Usually I put a cherry on top of each of the pyramids. On top of the hierarchy of needs, at the very top, I did the whole money show. And at the top of the civilization pyramid, I put the ne'er-do-wells, the thinking beatniks and the thinking hippies on top, and hobos. So I had the ne'er-do-wells on top of the civilization pyramid. On top of the food pyramid, the very top of the food pyramid is already like the sweets and the fats and the oils. So I don't know if there's anywhere to go above that. I do not know. But today's show is good for you. It's all the vegetables. And there's, God, eat your vegetables. Now I love vegetables. I hated vegetables when I was a kid. I guess it was a kid thing. Now I love vegetables. And I like them. And I like them a lot. And we've got, actually, this is a request from a week or two ago from Paul. And he wanted... well, of course, we're going to do Call Any Vegetable by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. But he wanted Brian Wilson, Beach Boys, Vegetables. And I remember when I first heard this, I was thinking, as a kid, I'm thinking, man, this is a one drug-addled glee club. And pretty much the Beach Boys. All right, Vegetables. Beach Boys, Brian Wilson.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. Chop down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot.
This is a song about vegetables. They keep you regular. They're real good for you.
Respond to you.
Some people don't go for prunes. I don't know. I've always found that if they...
Call any vegetable. Pick up your phone. Call any vegetable. Think of a vegetable.
chances are good that a vegetable will respond to you.
Rutabaga, 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 rutabaga.
A prune isn't really a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable.
No one will know if you don't want to let them know. No one will know unless it's you that might tell them so. Call and they'll come to you covered with dew. Vegetables dream of responding to you. Standing there shiny and proud by your side, holding your hand while the neighbors decide. Why is a vegetable something to
vegetable kingdom. They think, what can I say? What can a person like myself say to a vegetable? But the answer is simple, my friends. Just call and tell them how you feel about muffins, pumpkins, wax paper, Caledonia mahogany's elbows, and green things in general. And soon a new report. And your new little green and yellow buddies grooving together. Oh no, maintaining your coolness together. Worshipping together in the church of your choice. Only in America. Chances are good that the vegetable will respond to you. Oh no, can you see them responding? The pumpkin is breathing hard. What a pumpkin.
I might just toss you up a carrot. I hate vegetables. I'm glumpy around most vegetables. I'm gonna chow down most vegetables. I hate most of all vegetables. And if you try to feed me some more, I might just toss you up some broccoli. I hate vegetables. Eat a lot, drink a lot, gamble like crazy. Smoke a lot, drink a lot, party like crazy. Eat a lot, drink a lot, smoking like crazy. Party a lot, smoke a lot, drinking like crazy. And if you try to feed me some more, I might just toss you up a carrot. I hate vegetables. Eat a lot, drink a lot, party like crazy. Smoke a lot, drink a lot, gamble like crazy.
teeth on edge, you think you're a vegetable. Never come out of the fridge. Cucumber, cabbage, cauliflower. Memoirs, April showers. Oh, oh. You are a dying breed. You are a dying breed. You once was an Inca. Now you're a Cherokee.
The big reason why I like doing the radio with you guys. I've never heard that song before. I've heard some Echo and the Bunnymen. I've never heard that song before. It was a request from a very fabulous listener, and what a great tune! I'm like, that is now my new favorite Echo and the Bunnymen. Because, see, I always thought Echo and the Bunnymen were always like, what was the song? Killing Moon. And that's about it. You know, Killing Moon, yeah, that's a nice song. The rest of the stuff, but man, that's a dilly mo. That was Crown, Thorn of Crown. And before that, we heard a really another nifty tune by Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians, Vegetables and Dimes. We heard Vegetable Man by Pink Floyd. Yep. And we heard David Nutt. We heard Laughing Gravy doing Vegetables. We heard David Nudlinman doing Vegetables. Calling a Vegetable. We heard that by Frank Zappa. And we also heard Vegetables by the Beach Boys, a.k.a. Brian Wilson and his drug-addled friends. So, yeah. Oh, so, I got to tell you about the food stamp program now, because you can get the food stamp program can help you buy the food you need, like all your vegetables. And many people don't even know that. So, come on, get your free food. You know, get it while you can. You know, you don't need to be on welfare. You can just, you can be working full time. You can just be hungry. You can just be hungry. Go, you know, I really good. Go for some vegetables. And, you know, we're going to be getting into potatoes very soon. But the amount of money you make, you can still qualify. You can make $1 million and still be able to get some food stamps. That's the beauty of this joint, ain't it? Never too rich, never have enough. There you go, buddy. Get your food stamps. So this was really sad. I believe it was in Ohio. They, like, tried to, like, always messing with poor people. Don't they have enough problems in their life that you got to mess with poor? Why does it bother you? Why does it bother you? You know, because they get food stamps. They go, well, you know, you can't buy potato chips anymore. But actually, the government does recognize potato chips and French fries as a serving of vegetables. So make up your mind. The hypocrisy is astounding. You know, it is astounding. I should tell you another thing here. Do you ride a bike? Ride a bike. Get a bike. Ride it. Go to your store. Use your food stamps and get some vegetables. See, I can link us all together. It can make everything magic. It's like, wow, this guy's something else. He's an improv master. Listen to this guy, how he just seamlessly weaves all these things. Sorry, I dozed off. Bike Pittsburgh, a nonprofit organization. There, I said it. Working on improving the conditions and sea anemones off and on the streets, making Pittsburgh bicycle friendly. You just need to make the people who look at the bicycles more friendly. I don't mind when a bicycle uses a whole lane. You know, I'm just driving. I'm in no hurry. Never in a hurry. Never. So get all the Bike Pittsburgh, bikespgh.org, or get a brochure at a bike shop. You can do that. Tell you about a show on the station. Let me see here what we got. We got, those shows blow. Let's see what we got here. Let's try that. Ah, there we go. From the basement, broadcasting what's in alt rock indie, followed by a spread of electronic subgenres. That sounds like a dilly, hosted by Addy. And that's Fridays at 8 p.m. on RCT, this here station. So I told you everything we played, right? Yeah. So back to actually, my grandfather would not call them, he would call them chippy potatoes. That is correct. They weren't potato chips back then. All you're good to do is watch your eat your chippy potatoes and watch your cartuzos on TV. That's the thing. We would watch cartuzos. He is nuts. My grandpa, they named me after that guy. That guy was nuts. He was N-U-T-Z, nuts. That's correct, man. He was a piece of work, man. Woo! But yeah, I don't have his mean streak. Luckily, I don't have his mean streak. You know, man, he had a mean streak. It's like, you know, to try and reprimand you, he would chase you around with a board with a nail in it. That's that kind of guy. He's that kind of guy. And the sad thing is, you know, oh, Grandpa, you know, I was proud of the same age he is now. You know, when he was like chasing us with a board with a nail in it. He's probably like, man, that guy's ancient. Oh, but let's get back to potatoes and the chips. Because everybody, for my trivia, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing trivia. But I'm not the next week, but whatever. I think it's the 23rd I'll be back. Not this Monday, but the following Monday. And I had, like, how many pounds of potato chips do Americans eat? And it was astounding how much the average American eats of chippy potatoes. But it is considered a vegetable, so you should be able to get it with your food stamps. I'm just saying. Okay? Here's Slim Gallier, the request from the Melnick. I'm getting great requests here today already. And look at this. It's not even 11 o'clock. Here's potato chips, or a.k.a. chippy potatoes. Slim Galliard, little thing for the Melnick. This is from 1952, Slim Galliard and his Baker's Dozen. So dig in.
Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll always find a bag around. Be in a bar, a picnic, even a baseball ground. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, hold, drip, drip, drip. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Bang, bang, bang. Crunchy potato chips, crunch, crunchy, crunchy. I crunch, crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, crunchy, 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 crunchy. Don't bring me no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll find a bag around. I could be even in a bar, a picnic, a baseball ground. It doesn't matter. All those potato, potato chips. Potato, potato, a chippy chipple. Crunch, crunch, don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips.
This is Jim Sands, the lead singer and spokesman of the Shadows of Night.
On my right, I have the Hawk, our electric piano player. Hawk, what kind of fans do you like best?
I prefer electric fans.
Ooh. Hawk, do you prefer blondes, brunettes, or redheads?
Yes.
Joe Kelly is our lead guitarist. Joe, would you briefly describe to us your new hairdo?
I was playing my guitar, and I got a tremendous shock. It's electrocution. There it is.
Our bass player, Jerry McGeorge, sometimes has trouble being understood while he's singing. Why is this, Jerry?
Not long more for that, Sam Hill. Says you.
Next, I'd like to introduce to you our drummer, Tom Shafour, who sings the lead on our newest record, Willie Jean.
Please buy Willie Jean so we can all go to camp, right?
Right!
Yeah!
It's been nice talking with you. Hope we'll see you real soon. Here's a little number we did especially for you.
Her grip.
China, catch up China Jane, and all the gang's gonna have themselves a ball eating French fried potatoes and a ketchup, French fried potatoes and a ketchup, French fried potatoes and a ketchup. All the fellas and the chicks getting calories and kicks, eating French fried potatoes and a ketchup, jumping to the music of the jukebox. Anybody got another dime? Hey, there's Johnny bumping in the jukebox. Just eating French fried potatoes and a ketchup, French fried potatoes and a ketchup. It's terrific, daddy-o, how this kid's school don't fall. French fried potatoes and a ketchup. Eating French fried potatoes and a ketchup, French fried potatoes and a ketchup. It's terrific, it's the most all the kids at school go for. French fried potatoes and a ketchup.
I bought you clothes and a brand new car. We drank champagne and ate caviar. Now I ain't got a pot to peel potatoes in. I gave you a great big diamond ring, the best perfume and everything. Now I ain't got a pot to peel potatoes in. You threw my money all over town and thought it was a joke. When my money was gone, you turned me down, and when you left me broke. No matter how cheap, I didn't care how high, I gave you everything that money could buy. Now I ain't got a pot to peel potatoes in. Got a pot to peel potatoes in. I hear you're telling everybody you took all my dough. You say I'm just a fool, but here is something you don't know. That I'm still happy and I'm glad to say I don't like taters anyway. Now I ain't got a pot to peel potatoes in. Oh no, I ain't got a pot to peel potatoes in.
Got some dead old hillbilly there for you. His name is Milburn with, Louis Innes with, Ain't Got a Pot to Peel Potatoes In. Before that, we heard Amos Milburn with French Fried Potatoes and Ketchup. Man, this makes you feel good. Man, life's much greater when you add potatoes, I've been told. We heard Potato Chicks by the New Dunkin' Imperials. We heard The Shadows of the Night doing Potato Chips. And we started off with a request by the Melnick for Slim Galliard and Potato Chips. So you know what? So we got all the... So I still think onion rings have a bad rap, you know? You know, French fries are like the king. But, you know, sometimes you just get a good onion rings. And some of these onion rings are pretty damn good. You know, you just can't get them anywhere. But, you know, that is a vegetable. Onions. And, you know, I was going to play green onions. But I figured, you know what? You can hear green onions anywhere. But here's Fuzz Onions by Platypus. RCT, Zombo in Your Brain, all vegetables.